Good morning, friends, and welcome to our daily Lenten prayer service. My name is Allison Bailey Silfies. I have been a member of FPCA for well over 23 years. Currently, I am the moderator for the deacons. I have also served as a pastoral care visitor. I used to do dial-a-ride. I love to give rides to members of our church to different appointments and things like that. My prompt for all of you today to think about, and what I will briefly talk about, is how is God surprising you this season? When I first thought about this, I was excited because I am in a new season of my life. And God is definitely surprising me. I have just recently retired, and I am starting to appreciate more the small things that I have in my life. Ephesians 3, verse 20 says, God is able to do far more than we ask or imagine, surprising us when we think nothing has changed. This verse says to me that God is working in unexpected ways, and he is bringing hope when hope seems impossible. 15 years ago, I was given the diagnosis of breast cancer, and I was completely lost. I'm a quiet person, and I honestly didn't know where to turn. So I began to look at the small blessings in my life. And God encouraged me to do that. Looking at the smaller things in my life actually made the larger thing, cancer, seem like something I could overcome. I looked at my family and all that they offered me every single day. My daughter, my husband, my siblings, my parents, they were a blessing. I looked at my job and my friends that I had there. I looked at everything that I had when I went to work every day, and my health insurance, how blessed I was to have that. I looked at my friends who were small but mighty. They were always there for me, offer a ride, food, take me out to lunch, anything. And I looked at the food on my table, and I was blessed to have a member of our church prepare that food almost every single day of my journey. I looked at my doctors and all the resources and professionalism that they shared with me. I want you to feel this season that God can surprise you as well. Just look for it. Look for the small things in your daily life. Look for the small things that bring you joy. Shoveling snow, getting up and having coffee, the sun when you go outside. If you're in a place where you can't look past what you're going through, always remember to have hope. Because if you have hope, you have everything. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving God, please continue to surprise us, especially with the smaller things. Allow us time to honor you and love you as you love us. Amen.